From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Senate debates the fitness of Condoleezza Rice to be Secretary of State. First, the lead, also Washington, the business of government. The Bush administration is going to ask Congress for another $80 billion this year for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll have a conversation with a defense budget analyst in a moment. First, though, this increased spending is going to increase the already deep federal budget deficit. And this morning, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the U.S. will spend $368 billion of borrowed cash this year, and that's not counting the money for the war. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has this summary of the new deficit numbers.
The last 3 years have seen the three largest deficits in U.S. history, if you look at them in dollar terms without adjusting for inflation. In 2003, the government went $377 billion in the red. Last year, deficit spending hit $412 billion. And this year, according to the numbers the Congressional Budget Office released today, the U.S. will pay out $368 billion more than it will take in. That projection was revised up by about $20 billion from what the CBO estimated earlier, and the number is likely to go up again, assuming Congress agrees to the Bush administration's request for $80 billion more for Iraq and Afghanistan. There are other factors that could change the cost of the deficit significantly, especially the Bush administration's drive to overhaul the Social Security system. Estimated costs of enacting the president's proposals are between $1 and $2 trillion. Another possible drain on the U.S. Treasury would be congressional Republicans' plan to make permanent many tax cuts they enacted only temporarily in 2001 and 2003. Even without the war costs, the Social Security transition costs, or the permanent tax cuts, the CBO estimates the government will rack up at least $855 billion in new debt over the coming decade. That will add to the national debt that stands at more than $7.5 trillion. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.